Sidecar racing uncertainty looms over Southern 100. The Southern 100 Club has confirmed that they are assessing the future of sidecar racing at their event following the suspension of the class at the 2026 Isle of Man TT. This decision comes after a series of incidents during practice and race week led organizers to halt the category for the rest of the 2026 event. The club is now consulting with various stakeholders, including the Autocycle Union and senior technical officials, to determine what changes are necessary to ensure safety. The suspension of sidecar racing at the Isle of Man TT has sent shockwaves through the road racing community, and the Southern 100 is now facing similar questions about the future of the class. With both events operating under closely aligned sidecar regulations, any concerns raised during the TT inevitably spill over into the rest of the Isle of Man's road racing conversation. The safety of competitors, spectators, marshals, and officials remains the absolute priority for the Southern 100 Club. Officials are carrying out a thorough review of the situation to determine what changes can be made to allow sidecar racing to continue safely. This includes examining specific regulatory modifications that could be introduced through an official event bulletin. The uncertainty surrounding the future of sidecar racing at both the Southern 100 and Isle of Man TT raises difficult questions about the long-term viability of the class. With no clear timeline for a final decision, competitors and fans are left waiting for an update on what changes will be made to ensure safety. Sidecars have been a staple of road racing for decades, but recent incidents at the Isle of Man TT have highlighted the need for change. The suspension of the class has sent a clear message that something needs to be done to address these concerns and ensure the continued safety of competitors. The Southern 100 Club's decision to review sidecar safety is a positive step towards addressing the concerns raised during the TT. However, it remains to be seen whether rule changes will be implemented in time for the 2026 event. Competitors and fans alike are eagerly awaiting an update on what changes will be made to ensure sidecar racing can continue safely at both events. The uncertainty surrounding this decision is a reminder that road racing is not just about speed, but also about safety. The suspension of sidecar racing at the Isle of Man TT has highlighted the need for greater scrutiny and regulation in the sport. The Southern 100 Club's review of sidecar safety is an opportunity to address these concerns and ensure the continued viability of the class. Ultimately, the future of sidecar racing will depend on the ability of organizers and competitors to work together to address the concerns raised during the TT. With a thorough review underway, fans can look forward to a safer and more sustainable future for this traditional class.